We were discussing the seventh principle that we believe in the prophecy of Moshe, its truth, and that Moshe was like the father of wise men, all that preceded him, all that would come after him. And that's what we sing in Yigdal, Lo kam b'Yisrael kemoshe od navi umabit et tmunato. There has not arisen among Israel one like Moshe who sees his picture or who is a prophet like him. And really in this song we break it down to two points. Lo kam b'Yisrael kemoshe od navi, there's no prophet like Moshe, umabit et tmunato, and who sees his picture. And the question is, why do we break it down to these two points? And in truth, the Pasuk tells us that Moshe was exceptional on different levels. First of all, when it comes to the vision that all the other prophets see, chidot, and Moshe Rabbeinu sees a clear picture, and that's what we say, Moshe Rabbeinu was v'aspaklaria mira, as though he's looking through clean glass, he sees the vision, and that's why the Pasuk says about Moshe, umare velo v'chidot, he sees a direct picture, he doesn't have the mishalim, the riddles. And when it comes to hearing the nevuah, the other prophets hear in a dream, and Moshe Rabbeinu is standing erect, and God is speaking to him pe el pe adaber bo, direct speech. And furthermore, we say that when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy, Moshe Rabbeinu was on the level that nevuah came out from his throat, that the words Moshe Rabbeinu say were exactly God's words. Every other prophet saw a vision and then used his own words to interpret the vision. When it comes to Moshe, we say the words themselves are God's words. And that's what we're breaking down in this song, the different points. We say, none have arisen like Moshe, a prophet, be it in what they say, Navi like Nispatayim in what they say, or Mabit Tzmunatio, who saw his vision with such clarity. Shabbat Shalom.